Today's daf in Masechet Chulin brought to you the Eretz Kemdo Teva Rehova is daf Samach Gimel. We did quite a bit yesterday. We got all the way up to one line down from the big lines. So we're up to Tana Rabba. Now we're going to go over names again and see what is included. We didn't analyze all of the different minos. And another thing that we didn't analyze is the difference between the list that we have in Parshas Shmini and the list that we have in Dvarim in Parshas Re'eh. In putting those lists together, that's where we're going to come out with the total number of birds, because neither of those lists has the 24 birds that Rav identified. So we start with the Pasuk that mentions the Orev. Then it says the Orev, but not only Orev. It says, et kol Orev lemino. Well, that is a strange kind of way to describe things, and therefore the Braita says each one of those words adds an expansion of the subspecies of Orev. So when it says Orev, that means the Orev that everyone is aware of. The Gemara is going to ask, it's a rather roundabout statement to say the Orev is the Orev, and we'll explain what we mean by that. So the Orev is Zeh Orev. Et kol Orev, that brings in the Orev Ha'amiki, and the Mino is Ravi Ha'orev Haba Beroshin Yonim. Now we're going to explain each one of these words as we go along. Yeah, forgot to turn on the recording. Orev Amamar. You said Orev means the Orev. Ze Orev. Now usually when you say Ze, you're pointing to something, right? You're saying Ze, this is the Orev. But being as this was not a video-enabled shir originally, how could it say ze orev? What was it pointing to? Otu kaman koi? Is there an orev on the screen in front of us? Ela, ema orev ze orev uchama. When it says orev, it means the regular black orev. And the word orev itself, of course, has in it that concept of blackness, because the idea of Erev is also Orev. And so we understand that Ze Orev is meant to say, you know what the blackbird is. The Chenu Omer, I mean, this is, we use this even in the Pasuk as a metaphor about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kutzotav Tal Talim, Shechorot Ki Orev, and Shirashirim. And that means we take for granted that people are going to understand that metaphor. It's not so terrible to say Ze Orev if Shechorot Ki Orev is the given. Then when we talk about Amki, what does Amki mean? Amki means sort of deep. Well, what is there, an Orev that is lives deeper? What is that? That is the Orev that has white parts on it, which make it look, remember, we learned in the Negayim, that whenever it says in the Pasuk, Mar Eyu Amok Min Ha'or, it means that it's white. So something that is light against a darker background appears deeper. And that's why it's called Ha'amki, the deeper one. V'cheinu Omer, like the Pasuk, U'mar'eyu amok min ha'or, as Chazal described all the time, Ki'mar'eh chama ha'amuka min ha'tzel. A bright spot in the midst of shade looks deeper. And then you say, the Orev haba berosh yonim, which is mashma, that there's an Orev that the yonim follow. Unfortunately, there is that, but that's not what it's referring to. It's referring to lo tema da'ati b'reish yoni. Don't take this to mean that flies at the head of the flocks of pigeons. It means the reish yoni, the reishe, the head of this yona, of this orev, is shaped very similarly to the shape of a yona, which is different than the normal shape of an orev, of course. And because of that, it's, and he's listed separately. Tana Rabba. Now, we have the same kind of idea with the Pasuk that mentions Hanetz. So what exactly do we mean when we say Netz? Hanetz. So this also says Hanetz. Say Hanetz. And then when it says Leminehu, that is coming to include the Barachiria. What is a Barachiria? Omer Abaye, the Barachiria is the Sharunki. So the Sharunki is apparently a type of bird that is Sholek. It means it actually, I don't know, maybe
Maybe it literally strangles other birds. Not sure. Om Rav Yehuda, Hachasidah, Zodayat Levana. So when we say the Chasidah, which usually used in modern terms, of course, it's come to mean the store. So, all right. But Loma Nikra Shmo Chasidah, She'osah Chasidut Im Chavrotah. It shares its food, so it does kindness, it does chesed, but this famous Chasidish of Vordan is, since it only does chesed with its friends, it's a treifa bird, because a kosher bird would show chesed to all. Okay, she'osah chesed im chavrotah, it's famous. Famous Bali Musar for it, everybody takes credit for that. All right, Ha'anafa. So Anafa is the Daya Ragzanit. That's called the angry Daya. Now, that sounds to me very much like the way the Gemara describes it. It sounds to me very much like the blue heron, which is always angry. It does not ever show any kind of sharing or anything with its friends. If you disturb it in any way, the noise that it makes and the anger that it shows is, and it's called the lone heron because it never goes together with anybody else. So that is the Daya Ragzanit. Why is it called the Ragzanit? Because it's always angry. It's ma'anefet im chavrotea. It's always screaming at the other birds. And it doesn't share its territory at all. It has its own fishing territory. You try to butt in, and boy, you get it over the head. Om Rav Chanan bar Rav Chista, Om Rav Chista, Om Rav Chanan bar Rava, Omar Rav. So here is our main description of the 24 different ofot. Now, it would be very useful if you had a chumash, better yet, if you have two chumashim, one of which you hold open to Parsha Shmini, which is in Vayikra Yud Aleph, and one which you would hold open to Parsha Re'eh, which is in Devarim Yud Dalet, because we have very subtle differences, and some not so subtle, between those two lists of the Ofot. So what Rav said was, Ezrim v'arba'a Ofot me'im hi. There's 24 Ofot me'im. Where are there 24? I don't get it. Dehecha. If you're looking at Parsha Shmini, there's only 20 different birds. If you're looking in Mishneh Torah, in Dvarim, in Re'eh, there's only 21 birds. So I don't understand what list Rav is referring to when he says 24. Now, I know you'll tell me that maybe there's an extra one because, look, there is a bird that is mentioned in Shmini, but it's not mentioned in Re'eh. So maybe that is an extra bird. What would that be? That would be the Da'a. The Da'a is mentioned in Parsha Shmini, but it's not mentioned in Mishneh Torah. So let's add the Da'a to the 21 birds that we have in Re'eh. Okay. Even if I agree that that is what we should do, which I don't, but we'll see why I don't. But even if I would agree, so that would still only give us a maximum of 22. So if I take the longer list in Re'eh, add the additional bird that doesn't appear there, I get 22 birds. Answers Rav Chisda, let me tell you what your grandpa said, and his grandpa was Rav Chanan bar Rava. So this is what your grandpa said in the name of Rav, which is what we were talking about before when Rav said 24 birds. Your grandfather explained it, that when the Torah says limina, so look how many times it says limina. It says limina both in Shmini and in Re'eh about the, not exactly the same, but it says it about the ayah. Now the problem is that the word lemina is said in Re'eh, if you look carefully at the list, it says the daya lemina. And in Shmini, it says aya lemina. So it's a little bit confusing, but we're going to see that the aya and the daya are the same bird, and they're referred to in different ways to make sure that we don't think that there's kashrus a bird that is slightly different, and it's called the daya. We want to make sure that people understand that all of those names refer to the same species. So in the end, there's one lemina that's repeated both in Shmini and in Re'e. That's a reference to the ayah slash daya, as we're going to see. We've got another lemina in both parshios that talks about the anafa. Okay, so that's that angry bird. That also has a lemina. That appears in both places. Now, it also says a third lemino. It says that about the orev in both parshas. It says orev lemino. And it says leminehu again in both parshas, in Shmini and in Re'e. Really, you'll enjoy this much more if you're looking inside. It says it binogea, in that case, binogea the mates. Okay, so it's almost all the exact same except for the yaya and the daya, which adds an additional four leminos. Those four leminos are expansions into other species that are similar. And therefore, we have a total of 24. What do you mean you have a total of 24? Now you have a total of 26. You just added four leminos, and we said before that we're going to add the extra da'a that appears in Shmini. We're going to add it to the list of 21 in Re'e. So we started with 22, and now you're adding four leminas, or leminos, or lemineus. So now we get 26. So again, I understand where Rav comes up with 24. Iachi, Esrim v'shitav. So now we've got 26 birds. Omer Abayin, actually, the da'a, which appears in Shmini, and the ra'a that appear in Re'e are the same bird. The da'a and the ra'a are basically the same, and therefore we only have 26. Okay, I mean, still have 25. Obviously, we're going to have to handle that problem, but at least we're down to 25. And I'll prove it to you, says Abai. They can't be different birds. Because Isaka Daitach Tarte Inun, if you believe that the Da'a that appears in Shmini is not the same as the Ra'a that appears in Re'e, I ask you the obvious question. Michta. Mishneh Torah Lo'asifu Hude'atu. We're going to see later on that all of the parshas that are repeated in Mishneh Torah are there in order to add. And therefore, they clarify, you know, add information or add actual species, as we'll see. Whether it comes to the chagavim, whether it comes to the mammals, whether it comes to the ofot, it's always, or dagim, in all of the cases, there's an addition. And therefore, if it's coming to add, how do you explain the fact that it doesn't mention the da'a? I mean, why would it leave out if it's coming to add? So Maishna Hacha, explain to me why in Shmini we find the bird called the da'a, and yet in Re'e, suddenly the da'a disappears. Does that make sense? Obviously, if you're telling me that Mishneh Torah adds, so then Shmamina, it's just adding information, which means that the ra'a is sometimes called a da'a and sometimes called a ra'a. So Shmamina mean ra'a ve'da'a. It's actually one and the same kind of bird. So therefore, we want to make sure that people in different areas that have different names for the birds are still going to identify the same 24 birds. Okay, fine. So now you got rid of one. But our problem was that we had two extra. We had 26. So what happened to the extra one that's over here? Still, Akate Esrim v'chamishav, we're still talking about 25 different birds. And you said 24. Well, says Abaye, I can prove to you that there's another bird that has a simple different name. Because the same way that the Ra'a and the Da'a, as I just proved to you, are the same, just different names in Shmini or in Re'e, the truth is that the Aya and the Daya are also the same. So the Aya appears in Shmini and in Re'e. But if you take a look in Re'e, you find this new Daya. And what's very suspicious is that if you look in Shmini, it says the da'a, ha-da'a, va'aya, and it mentions limine. So if this is the place where the La Nina, then why is it that in Re'eh it mentions the Ra'ah, the Ayah, and the Dayah Limino? I mean, that's obviously something's weird. It's the same basic list. It's where it says the Limino, but in one place, the Limino is attached to the Ayah, and in another place, it's attached to the Dayah. So that's very suspicious, is it not? So I'm telling you, says Abaya, the Ayah and the Dayah are put together over here, not because they're two different birds, but because they're Ayah slash Dayah. It's basically the same bird that has two different names in different places. Because Isalka, and I have the same argument I had before. If you're going to tell me that the Ayah and the Dayah are two separate birds, so then how do you explain the fact that one of them is missing? Because look, if Mishneh Torah is coming to end, so Mishneh Torah la sufi u'liata, so why is it that the Limina appears here in Shemini? Why is it here that we find the word Limina on the Ayah Limina, and then in Re'eh it says Dayah Limina? But then that would mean that the Limina is a different, obviously a different type of Limina, because it's saying other species that are similar to the Dayah in one place, and in the other place it says other species that are similar to the Dayah. But then, if that's the case, if they're different birds, how did we leave out the expansion of the species of Ayah that appears in Shemini? How did we leave it out in Re'eh? You see, you got the list in front of you. So then that makes no sense, unless the Ayah and the Dayah are different names for the same bird. So that would explain why the Lamina is attached either to Ayah or Dayah. And therefore, we're simply adding the additional name. But as far as the Lamina is concerned, the Lamina is the same Lamina. So again, Maishna Lamina, Ayah. So why in Shemini does Lamina come with the Ayah Lamina? And in Re'eh, it says Ve'adayalamina, Elashmamina, the Ayah and the Dayah are actually one, and therefore Laminas that are included over here are an expansion of species that are similar to the primary bird, which has two names, Dayah or Ayah. That's the point. And therefore, it turns out that it works out perfectly. Rav, when he was telling us that there's 24 Ofot that are Tmeim, he did this work for us so that we would be able to work out the two sets of birds, one in Vayikra and one in Devarim, and that way we would understand the Psukim just by the information that Rav gave us that there are 24 birds, because that was a challenge, and now we worked it out. Now, of course, if the Ayah and the Dayah are the same bird, so then how do you explain the fact that we write these two different birds as if they're two birds? So why does the Torah give two different names for the same bird? That we have a braita that describes that. The time. Rebbe Omer, look, all I need is to read Ayah. I don't need to read Dayah, because if I know anything about ornithology, I know that Dayah and Ayah are different names, local names for maybe minor variations of exactly the same primary species. So what's the point? The point is, Kadesh shelo titein pitchon peh leva'al din lachalok. It's because there's always smart alecks who know better than everybody else, and they are the ones that teach in Tel Aviv U and so on, that Barnea has to contend with all the time. And therefore, if one of these smart alecks, you know, he says, hey, now wait a minute, that's not an Ayah bird, this is a Dayah bird, and a Dayah bird is kosher, you know? Or you say, this is the Dayah bird. Now he says, that's the Ayah bird, and the Ayah bird wasn't listed. Therefore, we find that the Torah writes in Re'eh, V'fichach kasav v'mishna Torah, v'ara'ah, v'etah'ayah v'hadayah l'minah. Therefore, we refer to it as a slash, Ayah slash Dayah, and that means you have an answer to Mr. Smartapp. And the Torah wants to afford you all of the variations so that you don't get into this kind of nonsense. Okay. So that means that we have to work out that the da'a and the ra'a were the same bird, and that the ayah and the dayah are the same bird, in order to bring down the list of 26 birds that Rav had mentioned to bring it down to the 24 that we had learned from Rav. Now, the problem is that it appears that there's a crossover from da'a and ra'a and ayah and dayah. Because take a look at this braita. Lama nishnu. This braita asks, Bichlal, why were all of the different birds and all of the different animals and all of the different fish, why were they repeated? Why do we need the same list to appear in Re'eh that we already learned in Shmini? So Lama nishnu answers the braisa, when it comes to the mammals, the repetition was because it was coming to add the shesu'ah. So remember, we had that strange mention of esa shesu'ah, and we talked about the various animals, mafriseh parasa hashesu'ah, which made no sense, because if it really was mafriseh parasa shesu'ah, then it would be mafriseh parasa that were shesea shesa, and then it would be kosher. So how could it say Ela lo tuchulu? So the Parshat meaning of the pasuk we would have to understand is that what it's referring to is the entire list, even the following pasuk that was referring to the chazir, which was indeed shesua in terms of shesea shesa, right? But since that list is separated by the next pasuk, it would be mashma that the word hashesua over here is meramis to an additional species called the shesua. So remember that we said before, the shesua is the animal that has a grooved spine, and it looks like it has two completely different spines and two spinal columns. That's what's called shesua, that it's cut into two. So that added that tofa'a in Mishneh Torah. It wasn't mentioned anywhere in Shemini. Ba'ofot. Why did we repeat the ofot? Because the ofot added the ra'ah. We could have said, of course, the daya. Okay, but we're just giving, that's a Rashi. So we're just giving an example of the fact that Mishneh Torah is usifin. So fine. So it mentions the ra'ah. It also mentions the daya, as we just said. Now, the point is, I'm not telling you the whole story over here, but if we talk about the nature of the Tosefet of Mishneh Torah, so when it came to the addition in the mammals, it was the addition of an entire species. It wasn't the addition of another name, right? The Shesu'ah is a completely new species that Chazal are telling us were added. So doesn't that mean that my love, mi de behemah, tahatam lo sufi, if the behemah in the list in Re'eh is coming to add an additional species, so ofot mami should be lo usifi. It must be adding a new species. According to which, when we said, what is it coming to tell us? The ra'ah. It must be that the ra'ah is not the name for a bird that we already know, which is the da'ah, like you said. It must be a completely different bird. And that would be true, of course, the same argument about the da'ya and the ayah. And that would mean that Abaya was wrong. And that he says, I'll prove it to you. It's got to be that it's the same bird. Adarabba, if it's coming to be mostly behemos with different names of species, so then it's coming to be marbe, birds, also different names of species, no? I don't know. That's a very weak argument, says the Gemara. It could be that for mammals, it's lo sifi, an actual species. And here, by the ofot, it's only coming to add information, which is the farush, and to give you more information about how to identify this same bird. I'm not persuaded. Now look, in the end, Rav's approach that there's 24 b'sach hakol, which enables us to analyze the pasuk psukim in Bo Shmini and Re'eh so beautifully, actually, not everybody agrees to it. But it's going to take us some time to see this, because first, it never occurred to us that Rabbi Abahu would be chaylik on the number of birds. So we thought that Rabbi Abahu held that there were also 24 birds, We're going to come out at the end that if there's no way to understand him unless he argues on Rav's basic information. So, Pliga de Rabbi Abro, we're going to see in the end that Rav's list of 24 is different than Rabbi Abro. Why? Because Rabbi Abro said that the Ra'ah is the same bird as the Ayah. Now, that, of course, is the Pasuk that we spoke about that says Lemina on the Daya instead of on the Ayah. But that bird, that Pasuk also lists not only the Ayah Daya, it lists the Ra'ah and the Ayah and Daya, right? Now, according to Rabbi Abohu, that entire Pasuk, Ra'ah Ayah Daya, is slash Ra'ah slash Ayah slash Daya. And why does the Torah call the Ra'ah an Ayah a Ra'ah? That's because it is famous for its incredible vision. So this is some type of vulture, which is called the Ra'ah, because it has Re'iyah, Ro'eh Biyoter. It has the most amazing supervision of any other bird. That's why it's called the Ra'ah. And we see this in Iyov, where Iyov, talking over there about the ultimate in hidden pathways. So it says over there, Netiv lo yida'o ayin, the lo shezafato ein ayah. See the difference? The ayin, he doesn't know about this path. But even to be uncovered, shezafato, the ayin of the ayah, which could uncover anything, even the ayah was unable to see it. So you see clearly that it is a bird with extraordinary vision. You see from that pasuk. And that would explain why it's called the Ra'ah, because it is the seeing bird. And we know the Braita said this bird can be flying in the sky of Bavel and make out a nevela in Eretz Yisrael. That's how incredibly acute its vision is, which of course was adapted for satellites so that they can also see a nevela in Eretz Yisrael from that distance. And that means we've got a problem. Because if according to Rabbi Abo, the Ayah is the Ra'ah, and we're assuming temporarily, we're going to end up showing that they're not, it's the wrong assumption, but we're assuming that according to Rabbi Abo, let's say he would agree that there's also, to Rab, that there's 24 birds, so we've got a problem. Because if according to Rabbi Abo, the Ra'ah is another word for the Ayah, so then that would mean that the Da'ah that you proved was the same as the Ayah must be a different bird, because otherwise how did we explain the difference between Shmini and Re'eh? But then if the Ra'ah is the Ayah, then that means that the Da'ah is not the Ayah and is not the Ra'ah, because otherwise we won't have 24, right? But then we've got the problem that Abaye said. Mirte. Mish. Rabarnea, you want? Rabarnea. Rabarnea. Welcome home. Remember, this is a special day of your sight. I need to have your presence. So, the problem is, if now we're separating the Da'ah, if it means that the Da'ah is not the Ra'ah, because if it would be, then we don't have 24. We've got the same problem that Abaye brought before to prove that they are the same. Because Mishnah Torah, we said, is coming to add information, right? So if that's the case, why is it that in Shmini, which is in Vayikra, we have a Da'ah, and yet in Re'eh, which is in Dvarim, which is Mishnah Torah, it does not mention the Da'ah? If this is the bigger list, or the more information, how could it leave out something so important? We'd have to conclude that the Da'ah and the Ra'ah and the Da'ah, assuming that Rabbi Abo is right about the Ra'ah and the Da'ah, it would mean that they're all the same bird. So then, if that's true, if the Ra'ah is the ayah, the way that he just proved it by saying it's actually the same, the way that Rabbi Abo understood it, just that it has this brilliant ri'iyah, which is why we give it the name of the ra'ah. So it's a type of vulture. So we had the ayat, and then we had the ayah, which was the ra'ah. So umid ra'ah is an ayah. Then the dayah cannot be the ayah, because if the dayah were the ayah, then we don't have 24 birds. So now we have the question that Abaya had, which he used to prove that the da'ah is the ayah. Again, this is how he proved it. Maishna, if Mishnatar is lo sufi, so why is it we've got even the problem, as I pointed out, that the word lemina is mentioned in Shmini, the ayah lemina. And yet when it comes to re'eh, it says daya lemina. So that doesn't make sense. Why is the lemineu mentioned on different birds in one place, which means that there's new information without the old information? If the whole list that we're given in re'eh is meant to be a more inclusive list, it's the usufe list, so how could it have left out an entire species, which is the lemina of the ayah, and it only mentions the lemina of the dayah? So therefore, the ayah and the dayah have to be the same. But if they are the same, then that would mean that the ra'ah is also the same, which means that the da'ah, the ra'ah, the dayah, and the ayah are all one and the same bird. And that means that according to Rabbi Abo, we only have 23 birds. We do not have 24 birds. There's no way to work out Rabbi Abo unless he's arguing on Rav. And this is why we started off by saying, Upli gather Rabbi Abo. So Rav's list of 23 cannot be, of 24, cannot be supportable if you hold of Rabbi Abo. Because then you end up, once you've identified the Ra'ah with the da'ah, you're in trouble, because then you also have to throw in the ayah into the same bird. So now you've got four different names, da'ah, da'yah, ayah, and ra'ah, and they're all the same bird. Tanya, Isi ben Yehuda Omer. Look, you want to go to school and study ornithology for, you know, a full two postgraduate years? So then you could start knowing something about these old folk. Let me tell you something. In the East, there are 100 different varieties of Ofot Me'im. This was really Isi ben Charles Yehuda. So just there, you've got all of these different finches, and they're all the same thing. Kulan min ayahim. They all have different names, and they're all one type of ayah family. So you're talking about 24 birds. That might be 24,000 birds, you know? Kulam min ayahin. Antoni avimi bereder Rabbi Abo. Look, there are 700 different types of fish that are not kosher. And there are 800 different types of chagavim that are not kosher. And there are endless number. Boy, what are you talking about? There's 24 birds. What are you saying? There's endless. We just listed. There are so many kosher birds. You're never going to be able to learn the names of all of those birds. And that's, again, that's including not the subspecies, because otherwise we could have answered there's 24, but there's so many different subspecies. That's not what it means. And Tanya, as Rebbe explained, Rebbe Omer, Galui v'yadua, lifnei mi shamar v'haya ha'olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows that the behemat me'ah, there are more non-kosher mammals than there are kosher mammals in the world. So because of that, the Torah lists the name of the kosher mammals. Anything else is not kosher. Now, I'll give you a few examples of the non-koshers, just in terms of their simonim. Now, it's also that there are far more kosher species of birds than there are non-kosher species. That's why it was much more efficient to say over the names of the 24 birds that are not kosher than to start giving you a list of 100,000 species of birds that are kosher, which would be a bit inefficient and might have tired Dr. Barry out, so he wouldn't have been able to stay up. See, even 24 has made it hard. Okay, I mean, what's the finish? So my kumashmama. I mean, yeah, it's sort of obvious, isn't it? No. What Rebbe was pointing out is that efficiency is the name of the game when it comes to information. That's the point. And so concise teaching is more important than long-winded teaching. And that's Ravuna Marab. Some say Mishum Rebbe Meir was Ravuna Marab, Mishum Rebbe Meir. And that is a halacha in giving over lists and mishnayas and so on. Always, the olam yishne adam latamido derech kitzara, it is most important to, in order to be able to give over things that people need to remember, give it over in the most concise way possible. Afterwards, they'll be able to work on it and expand it. Now, we said that if you are an ornithologist, so that I understand, if you know all of those birds, then you have no problem, and you can eat any bird, as long as you know it's not one of these 24, which may be 24,000 different types of species and so on. But as long as you're a bookie, you can eat. The problem is, most people are not that level of bikin. Now, I understand that Gavi over here has got a list of, okay, a few hundred birds, which he wants to start off early, you know, so that at least his children, Bezrat Hashem, will grow up being the simple kind of people that the Torah speaks to when it talks about all of these birds. That's great. So what do other people do? Omer of Yitzchak. Well, an Ov Tahor can be eaten based on the Misera. So if you know that people eat this kind of bird, then that is kosher enough. And even if you don't see people in general eating a bird, the emanat sayad lomar, of ze tahor masar li rabbi. So somebody who is a sayad, and this is his business, is that he actually gets ofot. So he's believed, if he says, I have a nesera, my rabbi taught me that this is the correct bird that you can eat, and this is only where that rabbi was a baki by him of Bishmotayim. He has got to basically be an ornithologist, because he's got to know the names of all of these birds and their varieties, and he has to be able to identify them. He can't just say to you, well, based on the simonim that I read in Chulin, in Parsha, and Perek Eletrefes, I can tell you this is a kosher bird. No, 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 no. That does not do it. And that's not called a Mesira. So by Rabbi Zeir, when we say that the Tzayad is believed to say that my Rebbe told me that this is Torah, is his Rebbe a guy with a long beard, or is his Rebbe a guy with a long diploma? So what are we talking about? We're talking about his Talmud Chacham Rebbe, or are we talking about his Tel Aviv U Rebbe? That's the question. Rabbo Chacham or Rabbo Tzayad? Well, Toshma, Yomer Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan said, now wait a minute, you're talking about the Misora that his Rebbe gave him? I mean, he's got to be a Baki, Behem Ubishmotehem. I mean, that means that what essentially Rabbi Yochanan is saying is that we mean a Rebbe who's got a degree in ornithology. That's what we are talking about, because how else is he going to be a Baki, Behem Ubishmotehem? You're going to tell me that that's the point Rabbi Yochanan is making, that even though you might have made the mistake of thinking that when it says my Rav, it meant my Talmud Chacham Rav. No, it comes from Rabbi Yochanan to say it does not mean your Talmud Chacham Rav, because they don't know anything. It means your ornithologist Rav. That's the point. Say, Yamit Bishlama Rabot Sayyad Shapir. But if you're going to tell me, my Rabbo Chacham, I mean, he may know who Shaboki B'Shamayu. He may have a list of all of the names of the birds, but how the heck is he going to be able to identify all of those birds? Now, Lalav Shmamina, that clearly what was meant about this Masorah was Rabot Sayad Shmamina Enof Nani. This is clearly exactly what it was referring to. It's got to be a description of Rabo Saya. Okay, Rabo Saya, if you don't mind, I'd like to say Kaddish, Nezecha of Yimari, please, if you'll answer. Itzkadav, itzkadav, shimei Rabo.
Amen.
Yolamodi v'roch, ilusei v'amnich, mochus sei b'chayechon, v'yom echon, v'yedo for base Israel. Amen. All Israel, v'al Rabbanan, v'al Tamideon, v'al Kol Tamidei Tamideon, v'al Komandi Oiskin B'Yarai, Tadi V'yatzpa Kadishadim, V'di V'chol Azbar V'yatzar, V'helohu Nuchon Shlomo Rabbo, V'chimo V'chisto V'rachmi, V'chaye Arichei Rizonei Rivichei, V'fur Kadamin Kadom Avon, V'shmaya V'im Gu'amein.
Amen.
Hey Shalom Rabba Min Shmaya, V'chayim Aleinu, V'yatko Yisrael, V'im Gu'amein.
Amen.
Say shalom, b'mrayim of v'yaseh, b'lam aleinu, v'yakoy Yisrael, v'imir u'akom pein.
Amen.